Life during the pandemic. It has been a topsy-turvy world for some time now, where uncertainties abound and you never know what life will throw at you round the next corner, somewhat like driving on Indian roads. In this situation, the only certainty is change and the need for adaptability. We humans have reached where we are only because we adapted. That is Darwin's theory. Well, that may be true or not true, we may have descended from monkeys or not, but the virus has had us hopping, anyway, like monkeys now. To compound the situation, we have the India-China border situation, the debate over cricket pitches, and all the big non-stories on the Indian National Network news. Now that assembly elections have been declared, we can all expect more entertainment. Other than the usual entertainers, we will have those experts who come out during election time and talk through their hats. All the time the virus bides its time. But images on screen do not affect us and our mind as much as what happens in our daily life. The initial fear and caution have given way to a blithe attitude that it only happens to someone else. Now the mask has become a fashion statement. The scramble and hoarding have given way to keeping what's essential and our interaction is mostly on screen. As new processes take over, the fear of the unknown has reduced, the mind has accepted the changes, it been broken down and remade. We now realize how good it is to breathe and live. Our angst, our fear, our focus on the mundane is still there. We are still the same, but I believe all of us who have lived through these turbulent times have changed for the better. We value our friends more. We mourn for the friends lost, but we cherish the ones we still have. From the dark depths of despair to the new dawn of hope that we still live and we will survive.